All right, good morning, and it's we've got a bonus as far as our community connection is concerned, and we're going to talk about a food drive here with Seth Vernon with On the Rock. First of all, Seth, welcome. Happy Labor Day.
Hey, thank you. Happy Labor Day to yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're both working guys today, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Now, what's the Rock working on?
Okay, so On the Rock Ministries, we're doing a food drive from basically, we've already started it, but it goes till September 25th, and with the COVID situation, everything that people have been going through, we've just seen an increased need, and we just want to step in and just kind of do our part to help try to alleviate that need.
Well, that's really something else, because there are a lot of folks who are very afraid to leave their homes, and with good reason. Mm-hmm. If you're elderly or if you have an underlying condition, last thing you want to be is out. And then, of course, not everybody has the support network.
That's right.
That they may have had at one time in their life. Mm-hmm. And that's where you guys are really stepping up and really doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're really excited about it. And we're just excited to see how God's going to use it and just get out there and just, you know, love on people. So.
Well, great. Now, how does this work? I mean, you get contributions?
Yes, sir. So there are actually several ways that people can get involved. So one way is if they're, like you mentioned, some people are not leaving their house at the moment, so they can go to our Facebook page, and we have an Amazon link set up where they could click on that, and we have a whole list of items that they could click on and just send in some rice or some beans or some kind of non-perishable goods. That's one way. Another way is they can drop it off at just at our campus, which is 309 West Hensley, and on the Rock, and our drop-off times are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And the response from contributors has been pretty good, from what I hear.
We've had some good support so far, and so mm-hmm. we're excited to see what it becomes and who we can help.
Now, when those who are in need, how do they acquire the food during the drive?
That's a great question. So we at On the Rock Ministries have partnered with several ministries to give out food several times in the past. And it looks different each time. So we're not exactly sure what method we're going to use this time. It's going to depend upon the response. If we have just like tons and tons of food, we're going to probably have like a cars that'll be able to pull through. We'll put together goodie bags and give them to the families as they pull through our campus.
Put them in the car for you.
Yes,
so
sir.
They don't have to touch.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So that we could really just kind of respect the people's boundaries, make sure that they don't feel like they have to get out of their cars and stuff. And if it's a much smaller response, then we'll probably take them out to people's houses, and maybe they could let us know where they live, and we could take it out. Any number of those kind of options, but we'll probably be making that decision on how to distribute right around September 20th.
Okay, great. So we're getting everybody ready for this. This is going to be wonderful, and I know it is. Tell everybody a little bit about On the Rock Ministries and how On the Rock rolls, as they say.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's an amazing place. I've worked there for about 6 years, going on 7 years now. And so On the Rock Ministries, we're an after-school program. We pick up kids from the schools after school on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, we break those up by grade. So on Monday and Tuesday, that's third through fifth grade. And so what that would look like is we'd go to the schools, pick them up right after school, take them to our campus. They get to play and hang out on our campus, play dodgeball, candy, all kinds of cool stuff. We have an indoor skate park. We have a rock wall. We have wrestling mats for them to do all kinds of stuff. And, so the list goes on and on.
Do you have an adult daycare there? Because that sounds like fun.
Well, you're welcome to come down and we'll train you up as a volunteer, and that'll be your excuse to play on the equipment. Just kidding. So they play for a while, and then we bring it in and we do a lesson. We do worship. We do games and everything in our assembly time. And then we release them again and they get to go play. We also do things like tutoring. And we try to partner with the families as much as we can. And, the old adage, like, it takes a village to raise a child kind of thing. And so we're just trying to always just look for as many ways to draw the kids in through fun activities. And then once they show up on our campus, and that's when we really begin to try to teach them life skills and tell them how much Jesus loves them.
Very good. And later on in life, they start making better decisions, I imagine.
Yes, sir.
They know the difference. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's really neat. Now, where are you located for the folks who are new in town? Maybe they have children. and they just haven't heard. Let's give them a little bit of an invitation. Where can they find you?
Sure thing. So we are downtown, just right across the street from like the ConocoPhillips building and stuff, just as like a landmark location. Our address is 309 West Hensley. And so just for the audience out there, everything we do is completely free. So there's no fees or anything like that. And that's thanks to just so many generous people around Bartlesville, just that so into the ministry enables us to do everything we do for free. So if you're interested in bringing your kids down, if your kids are third through fifth grade, they will, Monday and Tuesday will be the day they'll come. They can come from 3 to 6. And if they're in junior high, that'll be Friday, 3 to 6 as well. And if they're in high school, that'll be Thursday. And then Saturday is open to all ages from third grade on up. Yeah.
Well, you said you've been at this for a while. You're a young man. But what got you interested in becoming a part of On the Rock Ministries?
That's a fantastic question. My wife and I, we were living in Owosso, and we were praying about moving to Bartlesville because she works at Conoco, and she was driving every day. And so we were praying about it, and we felt like the Lord said, yes, come down, and that he had something for me to do. And I was like, okay, great. So we moved down. And that door didn't open up for a while, so I was kind of confused, and I was just kind of doing, you know, several different things. And then I heard about this place called On the Rock Ministries, and I went down there, and I was blown away. I had heard about it in a sense, like I was like, oh, it's a Christian place where kids can go to play, but I had no idea just how amazing the heart of the people were there. And so when I showed up, there was just a whole bunch of sincere people just working very hard to love on kids. And as soon as I saw that, I thought, this is a special place full of special people. And I immediately wanted to work there. And so God opened the door, and it was a great fit. And we're just a family that just worked really hard.
Well, that's a terrific story. And I'm glad that you found your way to Bartlesville.
Me too.
Man alive. It is 9:51, and we're talking with Seth Vernon, and he's with On the Rock Ministries. And again, for the folks who may have missed it just a few minutes ago, we are here to promote this food drive. And again, when is the drive going to be?
Okay, so the food drive has already started, and it goes until September 25th.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And we're collecting right now, and folks can do that. You said by Amazon you can do it that way? There's a process by?
Yes, sir. So to find the Amazon link to be able to buy, like, you know, beans and rice and just our suggested food mm-hmm. list, you could go to ontherockministries.com. And then there's just kind of look for the link on there, and you'll see it, and our food drive link, and that'll take you to Amazon. If you want to contribute but you don't want to get out of the house, and or maybe you don't have the time, that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is go to our Facebook page, and then you can just kind of scroll down a little bit, and then you'll see our Amazon link connected to the food drive.
And if the folks are figuring, hey, you know, I got to go by the grocery store anyway, I'm going to pick up a few non-perishables here for On the mm-hmm. Rock, they can make that in person, right?
Yes, sir.
And right there on Hensley where you are.
Yes, sir. Just come, and you can just drop it off any 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be someone there to greet you and to say thank you for your contribution. And yep.
Good. Now, On the Rock has been in town for a while, and it's been doing wonders for the youth of our community. And your group has really stepped up and stepped out to open that hand, to welcome kids into a safe, fun environment where everyone is respected. And, mm-hmm. You know, That says a lot, because mm-hmm. not everyone wakes up one morning and says, hey, let's start a ministry where we take kids fresh out of school and full of energy.
Yeah.
and see if we can have some more fun. So that is kind of Herculean in itself, but very, very Christian, I might add. Too.
Yeah.
So that's where it all stems from. And it's compassion, it's love, and it provides a sense of direction for mm-hmm. some of these kids.
Yeah.
Mom and dad do an awful lot, mm-hmm. but sometimes when they see other kids mm-hmm. Doing things that they should, that modeling yeah. of their peers really pays off, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah. So The Rock's been around for over 20 years now,
yeah.
which is really impressive. And over that time, they've just built this culture of honor. And so the kids know, if they've been a Rock kid for any amount of time, they know that we run a pretty tight ship. We don't tolerate bullying or cliquish type behavior. those kind of things that really make it hard for new kids to come in and just feel loved. So we don't tolerate that. But at the same time, the way that we don't tolerate that is when we have to discipline a kid or when we have to get onto them, we do it in a way where they still feel loved. They don't feel hated. They don't feel...
they feel directed.
Yeah, they feel directed, but they don't feel degraded. And So what that ends up doing over a 20-year period, you have kids that used to come in third grade as a student, mm-hmm. and who are now working there. And so
I've
we
heard
have
this.
We do have that, and we've had that, and I think we have that right now. I'm trying to picture how long the person I'm thinking of has been there, but mm-hmm. they definitely were a participant at one time. And so it's such a culture of honor that the kids don't just want to come, but they want to become a part of it. And we've seen so many kids go from little guys that are coming and they're just running around trying to find their way. And next thing you know, they're on our staff, they're junior staff. They go volunteer, junior staff, you know, intern. And next thing you know, they're going full-time senior staff and serving hard. And so we have a culture of honor, and it's really neat.
That is neat. That is really, truly neat. And, you know, and the goal there, of course, is just safety. And fellowship and just doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Man, that's something else. So it's something so easy, and it is so hard. The concept's pretty easy, but
it
takes a lot of love, man.
Yeah, it's a labor of love for sure.
Indeed. Well, I tell you what, you're a shining example of that. And if they want to know more about the food drive, you do have a Facebook page?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They can code. It's just The Rock. And you'll find us there. And we try to do a pretty good job keeping it up to date. And so, so just kind of scroll down a little bit. You'll see our food drive flyer. You'll also see our link for the Amazon if that's the way that you want to give or get involved. And if any other way that you want to get involved, just reach out to us. You could find our number on our website, mm-hmm. or it's 918-336-2636. Call up to the office if you're interested in being trained and becoming a volunteer or
And the website, what's the URL? What's the address?
The address is ontherockministries.org.
Easy enough to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and,
sir.
Of course, you can find out about everything that goes on. And once again, it gives you a nice little relaxed read. And you can make a lot of decisions for yourself before you pick up that phone and fully engage.
Yes, sir.
And that's really a treat. By the way, nice website.
Oh, thanks.
You have anything to do with that, young man?
No, sir. No, the only thing I have to do with the website is I occasionally get on there to look up some information. No, I'm not the most techie person, but we do have some very talented people that do that kind of stuff. So.
Obviously, because that's a very good website. It takes your eyes for a nice little ride, and you stay there for a long time. Mm-hmm. And if you can get somebody to keep engaged for a while, that's good news. Well, I want to thank you for being a part of our broadcast today.
Thank you so much, Tom. I really appreciate you having us on.